Congressman Chris Collins toured the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Buffalo Sector headquarters on Grand Island Tuesday. He says they discussed how a proposed offshore wind project could interfere with a CPB radar system.
There's no question they are confirming the threat is not only real, but it would be devastating to their ability to know what's coming across from Canada into the U.S., because this would be blocking all the way to the Canadian border.
Border Patrol officials did not join Collins for the press conference, but they did respond to WBFO's request for comment with a prepared statement. Here it is in full.
Congressman Chris Collins of the 27th District of New York requested to meet with Buffalo Sector Border Patrol Chief Eduardo Payan to discuss the proposed placement of wind turbines in Lake Erie. The discussion focused on the impact of the turbines would have on the Border Patrol maritime detection capabilities, operations, and national security concerns in the region.
The wind farm project in question is still in the planning phase. Diamond Generating Corporation, a subsidiary of Mitsubishi, is exploring the possibility of placing anywhere from 1 to 50 wind turbines on Lake Erie, but they have not yet submitted a formal application to the state.
Okay, well, to start, there is no proposed wind farm offshore in Lake Erie. There's some talks about it. There's no proposal.
Ellen Banks is conservation chair of the Sierra Club Atlantic chapter, and she serves on the executive council of the organization's local Niagara group. She disputes Collins' claims that wind turbines would interfere with Border Patrol's radar.
Any potential radar issues are required to be settled in the design stage before a turbine is even built.
Banks says all new wind farms, whether on land or offshore, require approval from the Department of Defense.
The Department of Defense is actually a strong supporter of renewable energy because it understands that climate change is a security issue for our country.
Collins says he's, quote, no climate denier, and that he's an all-of-the-above person when it comes to energy.
We need base power, factories and otherwise, that's not renewables, but I wouldn't, dissuade someone that wants to put a solar panel on their roof.
Solar panels are wonderful. The Sierra Club strongly supports them. But in order to get to the level of renewable energy we need to stave off the worst effects of climate change, we need to have large-scale renewables as well.
Collins says his main opposition to the idea of wind turbines being placed in Lake Erie is border security. But he's also raising other concerns.
Let's face it, we don't need the power in Western New York. And the distribution to get it downstate is questionable.
Banks has a different perspective.
We have a proud history at Niagara Falls of being one of the very first places on Earth that had distributed electrical energy. And I think renewable energy just carries on that tradition in a way that's clean, good for the climate, it's good for our health.
WBFO contacted Diamond Generating Corporation to learn more about its exploration of building wind farms in Lake Erie. The company did not immediately respond for comment. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.